HD Smartcast.
You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Is off now. Hello, can anyone hear me?
Oh, yes.
Oh my God. This is, you know, oh my God. I have been hearing you since the past 20 minutes and I love all of you and I have to tell you all for being so patient. But the frustrating thing is I'm so tech challenged. Ugh.
No.
You know, can someone give me a course, please? I'm willing to pay to learn all new technology. Oh, I'm frustrated.
No. It's thank God you're here with us. And sometimes it happens with all of us, Raveena, because network, hum log to yahan tak bhi decide kar chuke the ki kiske ghar ka network kaise chal raha hai. But
eventually... Mere suna star logon ka network bahut badhiya hota hai. Aapko pata nahi hum kitna pay karte hain network ke liye. Kyunki bachche bhi school jaate hain. Aajkal online school hai. So, aisa ek wo exam mein thoda drop hua, then they chucked out of the exam. Do you know it?
Oh, God.
Our network has to be completely racing. Update karna hai, toh bhaiya, mujhe update karo thoda.
No, but thank you so much, Raveena. Finally, we welcome you formally into the session of Tension Knot.
But I was going nuts with them. I said, I wish y'all had just done a test run before because, you know, it would have been absolutely precise.
Not a problem. Thankfully, we have you here now. And sabse pehle to, see, this session, Raveena, is called Tension Knot by Zonal Kalra. So, usme sabse badi cheez yahi hai ki mujhe pehla question to ye puchna hai ki what is it that keeps tension away from Raveena Tandon? So, Raveena ki life mein mujhe pata hai aapko tension hoti bahut kam hai, par kabhi hoti hai, to how do you deal with it?
You know, I'll tell you one thing ke, जो हमारी इंडियन फैमिलीज हैं और जो हमारा इंडियन कल्चर है बेसिकली आई थिंक जब भी टेंशन होता है या स्ट्रेस होता है वी टू अ सर्टन एक्सटेंड ऑलवेज फॉल बैक टू आवर फैमिलीज फॉल बैक टू आवर फ्रेंड्स इट्स ऑलवेज सच अ क्लोज टाइट नेट एंड समटाइम्स यस इफ फैमिलीज आर नॉट दैट क्लोज पीपल रीच आउट टू देयर फ्रेंड्स तो हम लोग को एक्चुअली साइकियाट्रिस्ट और श्रिंक्स की जरूरत नहीं है बात करने में लाइक हाउ अदर कल्चर्स हैव I think that is a very important thing to have a stable and a steady kind of an atmosphere in your home, within your friends, to reach out to someone and who brings you out of that stress to go spend time with them. For me, it's my family, it's my friends, and it's my love for animals. And agar kuch zyada hi Bombay mein ghutan lagti hai, no, main kisi na kisi jungle mein bhag jati hu. That's my zen space. And I come back completely refreshed, recharged and ready to kick butt again.
Superb. So, ये जंगल में भागने वाली जो आदत है और जो दिस होल एनवायरनमेंट एंड एनिमल्स एंड इसमें जो ज़ेन ढूंढने वाली आदत है ये दो रीजन तो नहीं बन गए थे अरण्यक करने के लिए
You know, that was a plus point and actually a very interesting, behind the scenes kind of fact I'll tell you all, I'll share with you all. I was reading an article where, there was this whole thing about how the black leopard was shown in Aranyak and there was no killing of any animals and it was so good that even the politician says ki ek din aisa aayega ki jungle kam rahenge aur jangli janwar hum log ke gharon mein baithe honge ki humne unke liye space hi nahi chhodi hai humne unka habitat nahi choda hai if you all remember that's a dialogue by Meghna's playing that politician in that in Aranyak and I immediately read that article and I messaged we have a team Aranyak chat and I messaged the boys I said hello that is my line And they said, yeah. So I said, tell me one thing. Was this after the... Because when they first came to me with the script of Aranya, I told them the black leopard is coming. And when he brings out his gun, who's Ashutosh Ji, who's playing my father-in-law, I said, no animal will die in the series. I said, that's my first condition. I will not work in any series or anything where an animal is dying. And especially a leopard. And then we all started discussing while the story narration was going on about how unsafe... and how we've not left any habitat for our wildlife at all. And slowly, what's happening to our planet. And that's what I told them. I said, soon there'll be a day when, you know, it's already happening in RA and Goregaon and all these other buildings around where the leopards are literally have no choice, but they roam around the apartment blocks and in the parking spaces of all these buildings. I said, ek din aise aayega where, you know, these poor guys will be sitting in our homes because there's no other place. And Charu said, yes, we used your line. So Charu's the writer. I said, yay, you know, at least one message went across. So yes, that was a good thing.
Superb. All right, we'll take a question now from... I actually see a lot of... For some strange reason, a lot of doctors on the speaker panel. I'll start with the brain doctor because I don't know the real name. So I'm going to say the ID. The brain doctor, you just raised your hand. So please ask us a question. Ask Raveena a question, I mean.
Hello. Good evening, Raveena ma'am.
Hi.
Good evening, Anand sir and Sonal ma'am. I'm Dr. Ashutosh. I'm neurosurgeon in Lucknow.
Wow.
Ma'am,
okay.
First of all... you were fabulous in Shul, you were outstanding in Daman, and you were inspiring in Matra, and you were awesome in Aranyak. Ma'am, my wife, she is your biggest fan. And,
Thank you, this
question is from her, as she's in her emergency room. She's also a doctor and she cannot join the space. The question is, ma'am, this Bollywood, especially this whole society, not only Bollywood,
and
this whole society is a bit or very much a male-centric society, including the Bollywood also.
Right.
Ma'am, the question is, what were those experiences which you thought that, yes, these are the experiences I have to fight? Purpose of asking this question is, ma'am, a lot of youth, they are listening this space. So what is your message on this tension, not by Sunil Kalra, ma'am, that how to fight those challenges and how to brave of those challenges?
See, I will not say, I will not discriminate this into, whether, yes, to a certain extent, I think women do have to work a little more harder in whichever career they choose to be able to, prove themselves that they are, if not as good, but probably even better than their male counterparts. That is a said fact. The fact being that, yes, challenges are met by everyone. It's not only that women meet challenges. I've met so many men also who meet so many challenges in life. But yes, it's a little easier way out for them. For women, there are a lot of things to consider. I don't know why it is always like what we try to show in Aranyak, honestly, was the fact that she was passionate about her work. She's all out there. She's a brilliant cop. This is the first big opportunity that has come her way in a sleepy town. But at that same time, the onus of looking after the family and the responsibility of the family is completely hers. So why always is it a said norm that the onus of a family's only responsibility only comes onto the woman? I think it's time that families also shared that burden and help the women of the family also achieve their dreams, as much as the woman of the family, who's probably the mother, the wife or the daughter, will stand by and support her children, her husband, all through the time till they achieve their dreams. So why isn't the same that happens for her is something that has to change surely, but slowly but surely. Likewise, that gives so many of us women the space to kind of achieve. I'll be very honest, besides the fact that I have to say that I thank myself for the perseverance, the sincerity, the hard work that I have done all my years, so I will not take that away, my achievement from myself, but I will also say that it has been great that my family supported me also throughout. I had great support from my in-laws looking after the kids when I needed to be away for long outdoors. My husband was hands-on with the children. So it's very necessary for the rest of the family also to chip in. And let women achieve their dreams. But having said that, like I said, challenges are in everyone's life. If you're dedicated, you're hardworking, and you're sincere to yourself, to your work, nobody can take that away from you. Not now, not ever. Haan, thodi kismat bhi zaruri hai. If you've got these things and you need to, take a hold of your own life, and nobody can take your success away from you then.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Aparajita, do you have a question?
Yeah, thank you so much, Sonal, for giving me this opportunity. First of all, I just wanted to say that मैं आपकी फैन पहले भी थी, बट आफ्टर सो मच ऑफ ब्यूटिफुल स्टफ दैट यू हैव सेड टुडे ऑन टेंशन नॉट बाय सोनल कालरा, मैं तो आई एम एब्सोल्युटली योर फैन वंस अगेन. आई ऑल्सो वॉन्टेड टू आस्क यू दैट यू नो वट आई मीन, आई एम श्योर आपको ये बहुत लोगों ने बहुत बार पूछा होगा, बट आई वॉन्टेड टू आस्क यू वट इज अरण्या के जब आप उसके लिए शूट करे थे, इज देर एनी थिंग एनी वन मोमेंट वेयर यू नो यू फेल्ट सो ग्लैड टू बी अ पार्ट ऑफ अरण्या, और एनी स्पेशल मोमेंट वेयर?
के बारे में हम काफी बता चुके हैं. इट्स एक्चुअली बीन अ ग्रेट एक्सपीरियंस बिकॉज वी यू नो शॉट थ्रू सच ट्रबल टाइम्स, एंड यू नो इट वॉज क्वाइट tedious to shoot in the midst of that pandemic and lockdown, and getting stressed out every day ke aaj koi bimar to nahi pada, kuch nahi hua. Safety protocols were they were so strict about it, and that was the good part. But I know that there are probably a lot of andaz apna fans here in on Twitter, so I think I'll give you all some bits from Andaz Apna Apna. Well, Andaz Apna Apna was, so it was that whole atmosphere was only so much fun. Amir and me were constantly playing pranks on each other, and that was so much fun. Saroji was there, Ishwarji was there. Unfortunately, both of them are not with us now anymore, but Saroji would get into playing pranks with us. It was fun, and Andaz Apna Apna was a lot of fun.
But you know, you mentioned that there wasn't too much of a camaraderie, and actually, to be honest, that sounds more like the real human tendency, because they, you know, you all were at that time sort of competing with each other, etc. Abhi ye jo hota hai ki social media pe, it's like, you know, stars who are contemporaries wishing each other, and there's a lot of posing in front of the cameras. I mean, especially the younger actors or actresses. So do you think that there is, because people do not change over time.
No, I'll tell you, Sonal, even at that time and till date, there were not everybody who was like that. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of people, there were a lot of actresses who were a little insecure about themselves, and you know, would not would ke usko bada makeup room kyun mila, mujhe kyun nahi mila, you know, a role mere se role bada kyun hai. There were a couple of actresses who were like that, but on the whole, Juhi and me are friends till date, Madhu and me are friends till date, Bhagyashree and me are friends till date, Neelam and me are friends till date, Shilpa and me are friends till date. So it was never a thing of Madhuri and me are friends till date. We never had any issues with each other. Shri and me were friends. I mean, just unfortunately before that, she and Boni were over for dinner. But you know, it was never ever that. There are few who would not be as compatible as everyone. If you see on my entire record, I've been friends with everyone, even now like that. And it is probably the same. So it all depends on individual people.
True.
So even then we were friends, but even then the media would like kind of you know, hype up the thing and put in cat fights and this and that, which never happened.
Wo Stardust ki headlines kaise banti thi agar tum fights nahi dikhate.
Never happened. If one in those days would read about thousands of cases against Stardust being there, but unfortunately our legal system is such that once the headlines are gone, the paper is on the stands, you couldn't take it back. And even their idea of apology was one thin line in one bottom page, which nobody would even care to read.
Damage
was done, right?
True.
So
that.
Already blamed for something that we hadn't done. Mm-hmm. They'd give us some strange apology much later, which was irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
So it was those days that I think Twitter and social media and today Instagram is such a boon. Because right now you can easily come out and say, okay, this is the proof that I have. Hello, when did that incident happen? Please tell me.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And at times they would just get away by writing just about anything about you.
But then social media has also, Raveena, brought about a very vulnerable side and sort of exposed it to people who now have direct access to say just about anything to the celebrities. So, wo cheez, you know, to be thick-skinned in a positive way, I'm saying, wo kaise, how have you cultivated that, where you can sort of filter out the hate from whatever it is that you want to sort of gain from social media?
I think the best is to ignore that, because that is one person ka comment. In fact, what we went through in the 90s, I thought was more dangerous, where women editors who themselves were women editors would body shame us women. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was called all sorts of things. Thunder thighs, Amazonian, this, that, everything. You know, clothes shamed, body shamed, everything. At least there's some kind of political correctness now. That if someone tries to body shame someone or tries to, you know, everyone's okay in their own skin. Hum log achhe khate peete ghar se the yaar. You know, but matlab pale ghee ke parothe khate hue, so sorry if I, you know, look the way I do, but I'm sorry, this is the way I am, and I like the way I am.
Aur is tarah se apne dekha ye Raveena Tandon ne kitna sara प्यारा सा ज्ञान हमको अपनी प्यारी सी आवाज़ में शेयर कर दिया, और ढेर सारी बातें की, और अपनी ज़िंदगी के बारे में बताया, अपनी प्रायोरिटीज़ के बारे में बताया. आई एम श्योर आपको सुन के मज़ा आया होगा. मैं कोशिश करूँगी कि टेंशन नॉट के ये एपिसोड्स मैं रेगुलरली करती रहूँ. मैं ये भी कोशिश करूँगी कि मैं कुछ स्पेशल गेस्ट्स को ऑफ एंड ऑन टेंशन नॉट में लाती रहूँ, सो दैट यू गेट अ चांस टू सॉर्ट ऑफ हियर इट डायरेक्टली from the people that you've loved, artists who have lots and lots to share with you. Milte hain phir jaldi hi, koshish karte hain agle hi hafte. Tab tak yaad rakhiyega ki zindagi mein tension lene ka nahi hai, tension dene ka bhi nahi hai. Bahut hi choti si life hai, isme apna khayal rakhiye. Till then, bye bye.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.